This is HDN.
It's October 27th. It's Jamie and Lisa reporting live from a polling station in Toronto. We're going to have all of your latest election results throughout the day.
All right.
Well, everybody else is, so.
Seriously.
Do you think all the attention is on Toronto because of Rob Ford?
Yes.
It has nothing to do with the fact that it's a major city having an election. Have we ever cared before about an election in Toronto? My God.
No. The only reason we care now is because of the soap opera that is Rob Ford. Although we do have another soap opera that might be taking its place soon enough in the T-Dot, but we'll get to that in a few minutes.
And with all the information on that, our correspondent Gian Gameshi is on the line. Hi, Gian. Oh, he's got the ball gag in. Sorry.
Okay. Mm. I thought it was gag ball.
Oh, he's got the gag ball in. Is it a ball gag or a gag ball? See, to me, a gag ball is something that you get at a party.
Like a whoopee cushion.
Yeah. Oh, like the guy brought his gag ball in there. It's hanging out of his shorts or something, you know. But the ball gag is something completely... I don't know. I don't know what they call them.
We'll have to look that up.
You're the one who goes and buys them, not me.
Excuse me. Environment Canada's senior climatologist. Yes, our good friend David Phillips has checked in, and he is promising, yes, promising, that Nova Scotia is going to have a warm winter. He says this coming winter won't be anything like the last. Now, mind you, he says, you know, even if it were normal, it would seem like a tropical heat wave compared to the mess we had last year. But he says that both Canadian and American forecasters, even the Farmer's Almanac, they all agree temperatures for the next 3 months are going to be warmer than usual. And he describes the waters off the coast of Atlantic Canada like a hot tub. So that's what's making our temperatures seem so much milder in comparison.
Have you ever noticed the ocean is never as warm as people make it out to be? Oh, hey, these waters are like a hot tub. You get in, it's freaking cold. It doesn't matter what year or where the hell you are.
I've been swimming at Queensland. It's not a hot tub. No. I'm sorry. Dave, you're wrong.
And I don't seem to recall last year being all that cold. I know it lasted forever. We didn't get
snowing.
A spring. It just kept on going and going. But it wasn't really cold for, like, we didn't dip right down there like we have in the past.
No, I certainly don't remember that. But maybe when it all averaged out, it was colder than normal. But yeah, definitely it was snowier than normal.
Well, if this guy says the ocean is like a hot tub, then maybe really cold last year is not all that cold.
So they're already gearing up for the holiday parade of lights, and the Chronicle Herald is looking for your votes now for this year's parade marshal. Now, they have received many nominations. They narrow it down to five finalists who they call role models and leaders in our community. And they say that these five work in different ways to give back and have inspired many people in Nova Scotia. So if you go onto their website, you can vote. Some of those who are up for contention, gymnast Ellie Black, the artistic gymnast who has represented Nova Scotia and Canada at the 2012 London Olympics and certainly is going big time in gymnastic circles now.
I think you should vote for Ellie because she's almost over the hill now.
Yeah.
After all, she is, what, 18 or something?
Something like that, yeah. That's a spinster and gymster.
In gymster. She's the spinster gymster.
The other one nominated, Travis Price. Remember, he was the one who helped found the Pink Shirt Day and that whole movement.
Right.
Yeah. And the other one on the list, too, Quentrell Provo, who is an active leader from North Preston. And he's a peace activist and started his movement in 2012 after the death of his best friend. So he has founded and organized a group called Stop the Violence. There are some of the names that you might want to entertain as your parade marshal for the Holiday Parade of Lights.
I'd love to. We're in the damn parade. I'd like to have something, you know.
Have you ever been a parade marshal?
No.
No? I was once for the...
Ooh, hoity-toity.
Yeah. I think it was the Natal Day Parade.
Mrs. Parade Marshal over here.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
neat.
I don't know why they chose
what do you,
us.
You just sit there and stare at the floats?
Yeah,
and
pretty much so.
Vote?
I think we were in a car that was heading up the parade.
Oh, so you don't actually sit there and watch all the floats. You actually you're the leader of the whole parade.
Yeah. Well, the Alexander Keith's Twitter feed had a bit of an issue a few days back. For some reason, they tweeted out to their thousands of followers, "Sluts like Keith's." Anyway, of course...
So where'd that come from?
They say that Alexander Keith says that they were hacked, so... a Twitter feed for a company is pretty, you know, guarded. There's only a few people that have access to the actual Twitter account who can post stuff. So
sluts like Keith's?
Yeah. Sounds like a disgruntled employee, if you ask me.
Pretty weenie, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had full rate, you could write whatever the hell you wanted to, and boom, it's out there for the entire world to see. Would you settle for sluts like Keith's? Wouldn't you, like...
Yeah, go big.
Yeah, put some religious propaganda in there, or some warmongering, or sluts like Keith's.
Yeah.
That sounds like their new slogan, actually. It doesn't sound all that bad.
Mm.
Last call, sluts like Keith's. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. So we're just a few weeks away from the grand opening of the brand new library, and holy smokes, they're planning some big stuff for this. Sort of intercepted an email between the promotions coordinator for the public library and the city, I do believe, asking for official permission from regional council for a flyby from a Sea King. Yes, they want to borrow a Sea King from 12 Wing Shearwater, and they want to hover about 500 feet over the new central library during the official grand opening event.
And everybody in the library, when they do that, is going to look at the Sea King and go, shh.
But you know what? It's a Sea King, so I think noise might be the least of their problems.
When those things crash, they make quite a sound.
That's true. And now time to, the other drama that has taken the nation by storm. I saw this on Twitter, and it's I think it was Jan Arden that tweeted it. When you're trending on Twitter, it either means you're dead or something really bad has happened. And
I'm going to have to completely retool my Gian Gomeshi costume this Halloween, aren't I? Like, no longer can you go out in a wig and in a double-breasted jacket.
No,
that's
no,
about
here's
it.
This is what you do. You got the wig. You can probably, you know what, a Justin Bieber wig would probably do the trick. You know, it's the right shade of dark brown. And just have it swept over to the side. Hipster jeans, really nice leather dress shoes, and, you know, a nice shirt with maybe a vest. And then you attach the nipple clamps to the outside of the shirt, you know, maybe some sort of harness. The possibilities are endless.
A gimp mask with a zipper. That's it. So really, my old Gian Gomeshi costume is fine. If I can just borrow your mask, I can put it on.
There it is. Unless you've been living in a cave this weekend, you probably have caught wind of the drama that has emerged. This pretty much all unfolded. The vast majority of it unfolded on Sunday.
It's still unfolding now,
yeah.
Because last we heard he was going to file suits early this morning. Mm. Still haven't heard whether he has or not, but...
And this kind of started back on Friday when Gian announced that he was going to be taking a leave of absence from the radio show Q, which he founded, you know, many years ago. And he was taking some much-needed personal time, and, you know, for those who didn't really know that much... A lot of people suspected it had to do with the death of his father. His father had passed away just 2 weeks ago. So, you know, kind of made sense. He was going to take some personal time, maybe to deal with some family issues or whatever. And so that just kind of bobbed along for most of Friday and Saturday until Sunday morning when the CBC issued a release saying that Gian Gomeshi was no longer in the employ of the CBC. As they said, information came to CBC's attention recently that in CBC's judgment precludes us from continuing our relationship with Gian Gomeshi. And
well, that's when he fired back with a huge Facebook post.
Yes.
Talking about a disgruntled ex-girlfriend who is going to come forward with accusations. And then he said, privacy in my own bedroom there.
Yeah,
if I have some sexual peccadillos. And
he was very, very open in the Facebook page. And you have
almost
to remember.
Almost too open. It's like, okay,
exactly.
That's TMI.
You have to remember that not only has he hired a very high-priced lawyer team, he's also hired a very high-priced public relations firm to represent him. So every word of that Facebook post, yes, although it may have been written by him, every word was carefully weighed out, I well imagine, by that PR firm.
That PR firm who specializes in...
crisis communication?
Salvaging one's reputation.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what they do.
Yeah. Perhaps if you run in certain circles in the Toronto area, you probably knew about the story ahead of time, but I would think the vast majority of listeners, fans, whatever, didn't really know what to think and figured the leave of absence just had everything to do with his dad's death, and that was it.
Well, you know, this is going to be an interesting case because he is going to bear all. He is going to say, yeah, this is what I do. I'm into the role-playing thing. I'm into the bondage thing. I'm into that. But that's
just
in the privacy.
50 Shades of Grey, basically.
With Gian Gomeshi.
Yeah. You know what? How long before this hour has 22 minutes does...
50 Shades of Gian.
You know it's coming.
Yeah. But there's never been a formal complaint against him in terms of what he does in the bedroom. No ex-girlfriend, no ex-lover has ever said anything. So he's saying, you know, we have the safe words and we do all that. What I do in the privacy of my bedroom is my own business. Mm. But what's the general public going to say?
Yeah.
I mean, the jokes are going to fly. They already are.
Oh, yeah. This is just the Q-tip of the iceberg. That's... But I mean, you know, as of this morning... apparently, three women have stepped forward to say that, yes, they were involved in something that they didn't really consent to. And so I don't know. I think this is going to get a whole lot stinkier before it resolves itself.
All right. I think we should do some research here. I want the real literal definition of Moxie Fruvis. What does that really mean? A lot of people don't remember that he was the drummer for that group.
No. I couldn't remember. Well, I knew he was in the group. I didn't realize he was the drummer.
He was the drummer.
For some reason, I thought he was.
Drummers are nuts.
Yeah, see, there is another one.
Drummers are nuts.
Never
he might
trust
as well
a
have been a goalie on an NHL team.
Mm-hmm.
You almost expect that. Look at Keith Moon, and then look at Gian Gomeshi.
It's all coming full circle. So, kind of interesting, the numbers are in. And although all the doom and gloom that people predicted when Walmart introduced groceries to their stores here in Atlantic Canada, since entering the grocery game, apparently, they've only captured 2.3% of the grocery market. Interesting to note that Loblaws Superstore, they actually picked up 4.4%. So their sales are up. Sobeys sales down 3.2%. Costco down only half a percentage point. So they're pretty much flat. But yeah, it's kind of interesting because... yeah, everyone predicted that Walmart would spell the end of...
So who predicted that? To me, Walmart wants to be all things to all people.
Yeah.
You go to Walmart and you can do all of your shopping. I think come Christmas time, their grocery sales are going to go up.
Perhaps.
If you're shopping for groceries for your family, Walmart does not have the selection that these other grocery stores have.
I mean,
it's like Canadian Tire.
Yeah.
Same thing. You don't specifically go to Canadian Tire to get pet supplies, for instance.
Mm.
You know, you go to a pet store if that's all you're looking for.
Yeah.
But if you're there and you walk down the aisle and you see that they've got the whole Caesar Milan collection there and you go, yeah, I can pick up some of that, a little dog treat or a brush or, you know.
I need some poop bags. Why not?
Yeah. Rather than going to the poop bag store, you'd go to Canadian Tire and
pick
them
up. The old house of poop bags.
That's right. And that's where you usually go if you're just going to load the car up with poop bags. So I think that's kind of what Walmart is doing with the groceries. They just want people to come in. And I say at Christmas time, when you're shopping for Christmas presents, clothes, all of those things, and you want to do some groceries, you're going to go to Walmart.
Mm.
And I think that's where it's going to spike.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Just my little prediction there.
Perhaps. But
they're certainly not going to put other stores out of business because they
are now
providing groceries. Mm.
But I think what it did do was force the other stores to step up their game. You know, I think the Superstore definitely stepped it up a notch with their selection and their brands when Walmart came to town.
I like their commercials. Doesn't Galen Weston sound a lot like Stuart McLean from CBC? At the end of the thing.
You keep expecting him to start telling a Marley story.
Yeah, he's going to go down. Well, back in the day when this kind of happened, I mean, it's like, well, I forget what the actual line is. You don't learn anything unless you try new things or something. It's like, probably the best Stuart McLean I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
Thank you. I can't get rid of this man cold.
I've noticed.
It has been a week and it's still bad. I think it's moved down to my lungs. I think it's pneumonia.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, but I think it's a viral pneumonia. So there's every time I've had pneumonia in the past, and it's been a long, long time since I've had it, they just go, yep, that's what you got. Go lie down and rest and let it run its course. I mean, all pneumonia means is you've got fluid in your lungs and, you know, an infection of some kind. Now, of course, if you have a low immune system or if the pneumonia can be the cause of death.
Mm.
But if you have pneumonia per se, it's just the fact that your lungs now have an infection in them.
Yeah. Maybe you should go see a doctor.
And if it's a viral pneumonia, then you just it runs its course.
Yeah.
When people try to scare you by going, I've got pneumonia. That's right. It starts with a silent P, so it's got to be bad. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's that bad of a thing. It could be.
Now, what's walking pneumonia?
I have no idea. Oh. I think walking pneumonia is the viral pneumonia, and people just, they call it walking pneumonia because it's like, well, we're not going to give you any drugs for it. You just carry on with your life and let it pass. So we'll call it the walking pneumonia, like the walking dead. I'm pretty sure. Now, I'm sure we'll have all sorts of nurses and doctors and helicopter parents writing me saying, oh, I'll tell you what walking pneumonia is. But I'm pretty sure that that's what it is. It's a cold that's moved down to the lungs, and you just have to wait for the virus to run its course.
Well, in the meantime, I think you should go get checked.
And it's not infectious. And no, I'm not going to a doctor. I'm sorry. I'm fine.
Okay. Just finally, if you want a bargain, a really good bargain, and this is the first time I've ever seen this on Groupon, they're giving 52% off tickets to go see Chris Hadfield at the World Trading Convention Center on Sunday, November 16th. Usually, they would have been $91.72 through Groupon, $44. There's only less than 3 days left to get in on it. So Groupon.ca for more information.
Do you think we finally found the 15-minute mark of fame from somebody who's actually orbited the planet? No, I respect him so highly, but you know, he was the toast of the town everywhere in the world, and then it was, well, in Canada he's our hero now, and now he's Groupon selling discount tickets to go and see him. I have a feeling that after a while, you know, it's like the John Glenn thing. Then he ended up running for politics, but when he first came back from from orbiting the planet, John Glenn, I mean, everybody wanted to see, to touch, to be in the same room as this guy. And then after a while, it's like, I'll vote for him.
Do you think he's going to follow in the footsteps of Mark Garneau, who, you know, I mean, wasn't on the space station, but he was on the space shuttle, and
he should, because one thing that all of these astronauts have in common is that they're geniuses. They're not just guys that they put inside there and all these rocket scientists, you know, send them out there. Yeah. These are rocket scientists.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are brilliant.
They're the real deal.
And, you know, they don't just send some dummy up there and just, okay, press this red button when this clock says 12. I mean, he knows. He could probably, you know, disassemble and reassemble the entire space station as he's up there. Yeah, he's pretty damn smart, and he's seen the world from a perspective that none of us have seen, so I think politics makes sense. Usually these guys go into politics or become very religious.
Really?
It's one way or the other, but I would say politics would be... Like, I couldn't really see him going into selling cars or, you know, real estate or something. Hey, Chris Hadfield sold me this house.
What you're saying is either they get really religious or they make a deal with the devil.
Yeah, well, whew.
All right, I'm going to go put the finishing touches on my Gian Gomeshi Halloween costume, so I think that'll be it for us today.
Yeah, I'm going back to bed, so we'll be back again tomorrow.
Until then.